Good morning, it's Dr. Jill Robertson from NoCryingBabies.com. Yesterday I shot a video talking about how to soothe a fussy infant, and today I wanted to go along those same lines and give you some of my tricks and tips on how to soothe a fussy infant. Now, you know, when I first started in pediatrics, I came to North Carolina in the National Health Service Corps. I went to a small town in North Carolina. I thought that I had just I was living the dream. I had just made it. And my first week there in the clinic, a mom came in. She was a visiting artist from a big city, and she had fallen in love with a hometown boy, and they had a baby. And this baby was fussy, fussy, fussy. And I was really worried about the mom. I didn't know if she was a little bit depressed. I wasn't sure if this baby was safe. So, you know, I offered to take the baby home and babysit that night. And ever since then, I have had a quest to help moms with fussy babies. I did take that baby home, and he slept like a dream. And, you know, that's been a long time ago, and he went on to Yale University in the Northeast. Hi, Bob. How you doing? Anyway, one of my tricks to help soothe a fussy infant is to wrap the baby in swaddling like they do in the nursery, in the baby blanket. Wrap them very tight, and then put a towel on top of your clothes dryer. Put the baby in the little baby burrito blanket on top of the dryer on its tummy. Now you have to stand right there, of course, and turn the dryer on, and the heat and the vibration from the dryer typically just calms the baby down. They fall asleep instantaneously. It's really an awesome trick. Now, you know, some of the dryers they have now are 5 feet tall, and so I wouldn't recommend that, but the old time you know, dryers that are about 3 feet tall that come up to about your waist, those are the ones that I'm talking about. So I hope this tip helps you. It really works. I've used it in my babies. I used it for Bob when he was little baby way back when I started out. So try it out. If you have any comments, please leave comments. And if you have any questions, as usual, fill out the contact me form. I would love to go over any kind of questions that you might have, or if you have any suggestions for a subject for my blog. We'll talk to you soon.